Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Vertex Pharmaceuticals, ticker VRTX, a powerhouse in the biotech space. If you're looking to invest in a company that's been making waves with its innovative therapies, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to future potential. Let's get started. So, why are we talking about Vertex Pharmaceuticals? Well, this isn't just any biotech company. It's a leader in developing treatments for serious diseases, most notably cystic fibrosis. With a market cap of over $122 billion and a stock price hovering around $481, Vertex has been on the radar of long-term investors for a while now. I'm excited to unpack their story, their numbers, and whether this stock is a buy for your portfolio. Let's jump into the details. First, let's talk about who Vertex Pharmaceuticals is. Founded in 1989, and headquartered in Boston, Massachusetts, Vertex is a biotech firm focused on creating transformative medicines for people with serious diseases. Their crown jewel? Treatments for cystic fibrosis, a genetic disorder affecting the lungs and digestive system. They've developed drugs like Trikafta and Kaftrio that have changed lives for thousands of patients. Beyond that, they've expanded into other areas like sickle cell disease and beta thalassemia with newer therapies. With over 6,100 employees and a strong presence in the U.S. healthcare sector, Vertex isn't a small player. They're a global force. Their mission to push scientific boundaries is backed by strategic partnerships with companies like CRISPR Therapeutics and Merck. So that's the big picture. Now let's zoom into their financial health. Let's break down Vertex's revenue streams to see where their money is coming from. In 2024, they reported total revenue of about $11.2 billion, a solid jump from $9.87 billion in 2023. Their flagship product, Trikafta Kaftrio, is the big driver here, bringing in a massive $10.20 billion last year. That's nearly 93% of their total revenue, showing just how dependent they are on this one drug, something to keep in mind for risk. The remaining chunk, about $781.5 million, comes from other manufactured products. Geographically, the U.S. market is their largest, contributing $6.68 billion, while Europe adds $3.45 billion, and other non-U.S. regions make up $881.3 million. This spread shows a healthy global presence, but also highlights their reliance on the U.S., for over half their sales. Growth in Europe and beyond could be a key area to watch for diversification. Now let's shift gears to their earnings performance. Looking at their latest results for 2024, Vertex took a bit of a hit with a net loss of $535.6 million compared to a profit of $3.62 billion in 2023. That translates to a diluted EPS of negative 28 cents for 2024, down from $13.89 the year before. This dip is tied to operational challenges and increased investments, likely in R&D for their pipeline. Despite the loss, revenue growth remains strong, and historically, Vertex has shown resilience with consistent profitability in prior years, like 2023's $362 billion net income. The takeaway? 2024 was a rough patch, but their long-term track record suggests they can bounce back with the right moves. Diving into some insights from their latest earnings call for Q4 2024, management highlighted a strong close to the year despite the annual loss. They emphasized robust sales growth, particularly from Trikafta, and pointed to momentum with newer launches like Alyftrek, Casgevy, and Journavx. They're also optimistic about their pipeline, sacked with several therapies in late-stage development. The leadership team seems confident that 2025 will be a turnaround year as they balance R&D spending with revenue growth. It's clear they're playing the long game, focusing on innovation to drive future profits. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of Vertex's financial statements. On the balance sheet for 2025, they're sitting on $5.08 billion in cash and equivalents, with total assets of $25.64 billion. Their total liabilities are $6.98 billion, leaving a strong shareholders' equity of $18.677 billion. That's a solid financial position with a low debt-to-equity ratio of 0.21, showing they're not over-leveraged. Their current ratio of 2.9 also indicates good liquidity to cover short-term obligations. Looking at income trends, revenue has grown impressively from $7.57 billion in 2021 to $12.7 billion in 2025. However, profitability took a hit in 2024, as we discussed, with operating income dropping to a negative $32.9 million. On the cash flow side, they generated $3.63 billion from operations in 2025, though free cash flow was slightly lower at $3.19 billion after capital expenditures. Overall, the financials paint a picture of a company with strong growth potential, but some near-term hiccups to navigate. Now, let's talk valuation. Vertex is currently trading at a price-to-earnings ratio of about 30.63 based on trailing 12 months, which is a bit high compared to the biotech industry average of around 96. But keep in mind, high PE ratios are common in growth-driven sectors like this. Their price-to-sales ratio sits at 10.06, reflecting strong market confidence in future revenue. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts project a ratio of 26.03 for 2025, dropping to 21.64 by 2027, suggesting earnings growth could make the stock more attractively valued over time. With an enterprise value of $109.93 billion and a free cash flow yield of 2.64%, Vertex isn't cheap, but their innovation pipeline might justify the premium for long-term investors. The question is whether their growth can keep pace with these expectations. Let's break down Vertex through a SWOT analysis to weigh the pros and cons. Starting with strengths, their dominance in cystic fibrosis treatments is undeniable. Trikafta alone is a cash cow, and their financials show a strong balance sheet with low debt. They've also got a promising pipeline with therapies for sickle cell disease and other conditions. On the weaknesses side, their heavy reliance on one product for over 90% of revenue is a big risk. If anything impacts Trikafta, they're in trouble. Plus, the 2024 loss shows vulnerability in profitability during high investment phases. Opportunities? Expanding into new therapeutic areas and growing in international markets like Europe could drive future revenue. They've also got partnerships with cutting-edge firms like CRISPR Therapeutics that could yield breakthroughs. Threats include intense competition in biotech, regulatory hurdles for new drugs, and potential pricing pressures on high-cost therapies. So, a mixed bag. Strong foundation, but risks to monitor. Let's check out Vertex's recent since stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 1.11%, and over the last month, it's gained 7.88%. Looking further, the three-month return is 12.92%, and 6 months show a solid 20.93% increase. However, over the past year, it's down slightly by 0.71%, which might reflect some investor caution after the 2024 earnings miss. Over 5 years, though, the stock has soared 101.86%, outperforming many in the biotech space. Compared to the broader healthcare sector, which is up 30.49% over 5 years, Vertex is a standout. Short term, the chart shows upward momentum, but that yearly dip suggests volatility, something to consider if you're looking for a quick trade versus a long hold. Now, let's dig into an intrinsic value analysis to see if Vertex is fairly priced. Using a discounted cash flow model, we've projected future free cash flows based on historical growth rates and analyst estimates. We're factoring in their revenue trajectory, which has been strong at a compound annual growth rate of around 12% over the past few years, and assuming a conservative growth slowdown as they mature. We've also considered their operating margins, which have historically been robust despite the 2024 dip, and applied a discount rate of around 8% to account for biotech risks. After running the numbers, our intrinsic value estimate for Vertex comes out to approximately $520 per share compared to the current price of $481. That suggests a potential upside of about 8%, meaning the stock might be slightly undervalued right now. Keep in mind, though, that biotech valuations can swing wildly based on clinical trial outcomes or regulatory news, so this is just a starting point for your own research. If their pipeline delivers, there could be even more room to grow. All right, let's wrap this up. Vertex Pharmaceuticals is a compelling story in the biotech world. Unmatched leadership in cystic fibrosis, a growing pipeline, and a strong balance sheet make it a serious contender for long-term investors. However, the reliance on Trikafta, recent profitability challenges, and high valuation metrics are red flags to consider. Personally, I think Vertex is a hold with potential to buy on dips, especially if their newer therapies gain traction. What do you think? Are you bullish on Vertex, or do the risks outweigh the rewards? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.